to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
DMARS December market trends report was released this morning and provided numbers supporting what we already knew. Demand is strong. Inventory hit an all-time record low of 3,415 active listings at month end. Compare this to an average active listings for November at month end of over 14,000 and maybe even a happier place of 6,000 units. Well, sellers are exceeding the typical seasonal holiday slowdown of decreased supply. I mean, the added fears of job security prospective buyers entering your home and then finding a replacement home is all adding to their resistance to sell. Potential sellers are also starting to face what will become more widespread, something called rate lock, where the appeal of staying in their current home with a lower interest rate and lower monthly payments will outweigh their desire to move. We will continue to see 10-year increase from the current average of 10 years, as well as homeowners holding on to their primary homes with these low interest rates and choose to convert that home instead into a rental property. But supply isn't the story, demand is. Yes, supply is a pain point, but it isn't the story. If demand curbed, supply would come back in line. I could also argue that if for some price, any home is for sale, so it's not supply that's the issue, it's demand. There are 23.5 million humans in the United States, ages 25 to 29, peak home buying years. 22.5 million humans are 30 to 34 years old, prime investing years. And 22 million humans are 55 to 59 years old, prime income years. I mean, people want to buy their first home. They want to buy their second or investment property or their forever home. These age groups dictate strong demand, and they're fueled by artificially low interest rates. I mean, year to date, we've hit the lowest historic interest rate 13 times. Earlier in November, it was thought for just a moment that rates would increase with the good news from not one, but two companies that came out with a vaccine with greater than a 90% efficacy. Well, the 10-year Treasury did, but after doing a head fake, the 30-year rate settled back in to its record-breaking streak. Low rates will continue to be the headline story going into 2021 as the Federal Reserve capitalizes on the tools at their disposal, I mean, such as buying longer-term government bonds while selling short-term with the aim of influencing longer-term rates. Also, as the largest purchaser of mortgage-backed securities, the Fed is buying an increasing amount of 1.5 mortgage-backed security coupons. We need to watch that. Add to this their commitment to continue their monthly purchase of at least $80 billion in Treasury securities and $40 billion in agency mortgage-backed securities. These are powerful tools to keeping rates low. Rates are also impacted by the uncertainty of our economic strength. I mean, while there was a temporary pop with good news, rates will continue low as long as COVID cases continue to surge and states struggle with containment. There will need to be a vaccine made available to the greater population and at least two quarters of economic growth and recovery before higher rates can be expected to take hold. A third more subtle impact to rates is happening as well in the lender environment. There's a relationship between the 10-year Treasury yield and the 30-year mortgage rate. Although short-term, they can diverge, long-term, they normally average 165 basis point spread. That spread increases with financial instability, as experienced during the initial outbreak of COVID when rates first spiked due to uncertainty, fear, and risk. I mean, at the end of November, that spread had decreased to 185 basis points. Now, many mortgage lenders went public this year during record-breaking volume for both purchase and refinance. When the economy strengthens and rates start to break to their upside, lenders will tighten their belts and contract that spread further, keeping rates and their shareholder profitability up as long as possible. There are also shifts happening to encourage home ownership from new political leadership. Biden's $640 billion plan includes a first-time homebuyer tax credit at the closing table and an increase in affordable housing. Both will drive an increase in buyer demand. There's also a push to cancel student loan debt, another fiscal policy that will likely stimulate housing demand. And with Yellen, the front runner for Treasury Secretary, Fed Chair Powell will have an advocate for the continued pressure on lower rates. In summary, pending sales, although down month over month due to seasonality and lack of supply, is actually up a whopping 15.5% year over year. I mean, considering new listings are down 41% from last month and flat over last year, it's hard to see how this can continue. If you look at my favorite chart in the DMAR Market Trends report, the active listings versus the closed homes, we've been upside down since July, resulting in incredible median price growth of almost 12% over last year and an extremely healthy 7.14% year to date. This insatiable demand will continue to put an upward pressure on prices, even those homes with the unfortunate destiny of foreclosure, protecting our homes from any loss in value. While we need to be watching for a tipping point in affordability, right now is an incredible time for both buyers and sellers to take advantage of low rates, increasing values, and long-term wealth gain. Well, as your champion in building wealth through real estate, it is my pleasure to keep you updated. Nicole Ruth, Branch Manager with Fairway Mortgage.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.